Connect on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Pennsylvania, disturbing development. Republicans in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, flipped two school boards in this last election, and they picked up seats on at least three other local school boards. Now, you compare this to Wisconsin. We had a clown insurrection in Mequon-Thiensville, suburb just basically north of Milwaukee, Mequon-Thiensville. And four school board members were subject to recall by some right-wingers supported by Rebecca Clayfish. One of the right-wingers said, you know something? Planned Parenthood is a white supremacist organization. Rebecca Clayfish supported that statement. Now, these people are nuts, and they objected to mask mandates and critical race theory. Critical race theory is not taught in Mequon-Thiensville. It's not taught anywhere in Wisconsin. It doesn't exist, and it's simply being used to prevent people, for instance, from studying Martin Luther King speeches or American history of the 19th century. But that's what happened in Pennsylvania. They flipped two school boards. The kind of right-wingers who tried to get into Mequon-Thiensville got in Montgomery County, and they also picked up seats on at least three more. As this spreads around the country, when we politicize education, we're very similar to something like Belarus or Russia. We want dispassionate people, regardless of politics or party, professional historians, professional scholars, selecting our textbooks and teaching our kids. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. Soon to be our lieutenant governor, hopefully. great news.
Thank you, Bill.
Great news for Fox. Infrastructure bill passed. The economy in the U.S. is booming. Record high Dows. I can attest to this personally. Gains are like 30% gains in investments this year since Biden's been in office. We're out of Afghanistan. A couple other things. If they're going to talk about the border, if the worst thing that Biden ever did was become a humanitarian to the world, I don't call that a negative. I call it a plus. And by the way, to our friends who are thinking of running for office here in Wisconsin, Becky, and I'm going to use your words, Matt, I like it. Becky, you got a foxtrot bill to pay. You foxtrotted out of Foxconn. Now, we want you to pay the bill if you want to be governor. Then you can be governor. And, boss, you got an outstanding bill for what we call the crazy investigation theories. That's a couple million. Dip into the popcorn money and let's ante up. But it's going to be a great year this year if we as Democrats who want democracy – accentuate the positive. Yes, there's going to be some negative stuff, but you know how Fox and the far right loves to cherry pick everything. Well, we're going to show the country the good stuff that's going on. Remember, no riots. No, none of all the stuff that was going on when Trump was here. 500,000 dead, that's behind us. Trump or Biden's on top of COVID. So let's celebrate today. Go out, everybody, buy a beer and me.
Bill, that's terrific stuff. You're a leader. I think you should run for lieutenant. I'm not kidding. I mean, I like that's very succinct. And the truth is this. Everybody's going around like Chicken Little. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. The sky isn't falling. Look at everything. We are out of Afghanistan. The S&P 500 index, you know, the indicator of the stock market is up, what, 26% or something right now? And we're not even done with the year. 26%, that's unbelievable. That's a very, very high gain. So people who have investments, doing very, very well. Unemployment is down to about 4.5%. We've added 5 million jobs this year. The economy is doing very well. It is doing very, very well. We just passed the hard infrastructure bill. And you're right. The Fox and the rest of them, they try to cherry pick. And when they can't find enough to cherry pick, they simply lie about what has occurred. They'll just say stuff. Tucker Carlson is the worst. Sean Hannity's a little smoother, but he's among the worst, and they'll just say this stuff. So I think everybody out there is a Democrat or an independent who just wants honest government, carry your head high. And when it comes to Rebecca Clayfish, Lady Foxconn, Lady Foxtrot, the Duchess of Foxconn Abbey, $1 billion, close to a billion, that was bonding, that's debt assumed by Mount Pleasant and Racine. I've been to Mount Pleasant, I've been to Racine, very fine place. They do not have the tax base to pay off $1 billion debt. They just don't. They just do not. And the provision in the operative documents is that the state will pick up a big chunk of it. That is you. That is you. Everybody I'm listening that's listening to me, that is you. You're going to be paying it. And you really want your tax dollars to go paying upwards of $1 billion in debt for something that never occurred. They came in and said that they were going to make large screen TVs, large screens. No, it didn't happen. Then small screens for phones did not happen. Electric cars, they went to Ohio instead. They were going to be consultants. Why are we subsidizing a profit-making company from China or anywhere else, even from the United States, and insulating them against loss? In other words, they make a profit, great, and if they don't, they have their hand out, and the original package was over $4 billion. We didn't do that for Harley-Davidson. We didn't do that for Miller Brewing. We didn't do that for Northwest Mutual Life. We didn't do it for Johnson Controls or Epic or anybody else. Why are we doing it for this country? Because Walker and Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn Abbey and the Duke of Foxconn Abbey, got snookered. Neither one of them has any knowledge or expertise in the area of business, much less that kind of investment. And Walker insisted on doing the negotiation. You see, he wrote $1 billion on a napkin and sent it to him, and they turned around and they put $4 billion and sent it back. And he shivered with excitement. He thought, that's how it's done. This is pathetic. Why not just bring professional investment advisors in there? We'll take him aside and say, you nuts. But Trump was pushing it. Ron Johnson was pushing it. He stood there with a silver shovel. So did Ryan. So did Paul Ryan. Walker. And now they want Clayfish in there to give what? Another $4 billion or $1 billion? Billion here, billion. You're talking about state tax dollars. You're not talking federal. You're talking your tax dollars. The truth is that when you have Clayfish and Walker giving up $1 billion in Medicare, $1 billion in trains, but agreeing to pay out, theoretically, over $4 billion, they're going to be on the hook for $1 billion. They don't know what they're doing. This isn't a question of ideology. This is a question of competence. They do not know what they're doing around money, and neither does Voss. Gableman is going to cost a couple of million because 10 years ago with redistricting, they spent a couple of million, and he keeps moving the peanut down the road. He said 44 grand for Gableman. Now he's getting 11 grand a month, and he's sitting in an office somewhere twiddling his thumbs. This is all done to appease Trump. It's coming out of your tax dollars, and you think you're a conservative? Give me a break. Bill, thanks a lot for calling. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great call. And stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman. You have Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You're Devil's Advocate. Then you have Earl Ingram, my friend Earl Ingram. Great show. Great evening program. Great weekend programming. Headlined by Pizza Box Mike, my co-host occasionally, Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn Direct. Back. Same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.